Today meditation is about seven factors of enlightenment. Mindfulness is the first factor of enlightenment. Mindfulness is a mental state that will not allow you to forget about the good things, the wholesome states. And the second factor of enlightenment is the investigation of the truth. Third one is the effort. And fourth one is the rapture. The fifth one is the tranquility of mental states and the tranquility of mind. And the sixth one is the concentration. And the seventh one is the equanimity. So Buddha explained how these factors come to arise. Having heard Dhamma, one would think over that Dhamma, recollect it. When you think about the Dhamma, the enlightenment factor of mindfulness comes to arise. So there is mindfulness, and that time one would investigate the Dhamma with wisdom. So the enlightenment factor of the investigation of the truth comes to arise and comes to fulfillment. And then one would investigate this Dhamma. So he is mindful and he investigates this Dhamma with effort. He put more effort now. So when he put efforts, the enlightenment factor of effort come to fulfillment and come to development. Now there is this mindfulness now, and there is investigation of the truth, that the effort is there. So the enlightenment factor of rapture come to arise. So when the rapture arises, it's so happy, your body become tranquil and the mind become tranquil. So the enlightenment factor of tranquility of mind and the tranquility of mental states come to arise. And whoever got the mind, mindfulness and the tranquility, his mind become concentrated. Who is happy and he got the tranquility, mind become concentrated. So the enlightenment factor of concentration come to arise. And then he would closely examine the concentration that has arisen. When he examined that this concentration, then the enlightenment factor of equanimity come to arise. So these are the seven factors of enlightenment. So this, in the meditation, one would see that there's when the enlightenment factor of mindfulness is present, one should know that it is present. When it is absent, one should know that it is absent. And one should know how the unarisen factor of mindfulness come to arise, and then how it is getting completely developed, the complete development of the enlightenment factor of mindfulness. So these factors, the complete development by attainment, are an attainment. So the unarisen factor come to arise when we investigate Dhamma. The mindfulness come to arise when we recollect the Dhamma. Similarly, the enlightenment factor of investigation of the truth. When one would examine this Dhamma with wisdom, this particular factor of enlightenment come to arise. So here also we should know the enlightenment factor of investigation of the truth. When it is present, it is present. When it is absent, it is absent. How the unarisen factor come to arise. And then the complete development by attainment. So similarly, all these seven, one can contemplate that when it is absent, present way. So how would you come to this one? You would normally think about the Dhamma that you have heard before and contemplate. When the hindrances are suppressed, these factors come to arise. When these factors are gone, then the hindrances come to arise. So whatever the meditation that you do and contemplating about the same Dhamma again and again lead to these seven factors. So we'll do this meditation for 25 minutes.